Well, they're termed as a hog pen.
Okay, and how about a place where milk and butter are made, processed?
In a creamery.
Now, if this is just a part of a farm, or if it's a factory, maybe today, just strictly bottling milk, is there different terms?
Well, no, I'm seeing.
Is a creamery usually smaller creamery than a?
Creamery is where they put the milk in quarts and pots and half gallon and gallon containers.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's all taken care of right in that one place in there.
Mm-hmm.
Where the butter is churned and the cream is fixed and the buttermilk's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And the sweet milk and everything goes through the process right there in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And from one place to another, whenever they run the sweet milk, well, that gets scalded out with steam, and then the buttermilk is started.
Mm-hmm.
And when the buttermilk is going through, then the whole thing is scoured all over again, and all the vats and everything, and the same thing, then it's filled up full of cold water and ready for the next batch of milk.
Oh, I see. Okay, but between each one, you how do you clean that?
Steam.
Oh.
Steam with you fix a detergent with some kind of a strong solution of some kind of a scouring powder.
Mm-hmm.
That would, you know, that'd help cut the grease off. Of course, you know, sweet milk's got a certain amount of greasy film to it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's allowed to stay very long. But just steam alone won't take it off. And so they would use Almartica, a mop that's used for that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else, so that you can't, you know, that you can get your hand up in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to have, in washing them places out, the place where I was at, they use rubber gloves. Because, you know yourself a lot of times that you see somebody out here doing something, and he unthoughtfully would go right back in there and without washing his hands, and probably going out to clean up that creamery or something like that. Well, to make sure that they're on the safe side, that you're not going to carry germs back into that bottle where everything is so protected and everything, you have to use rubber gloves. To come back in there and you scour that thing out good and put the steam to it. And then whenever you get it steamed out, you let it sit down the next morning until you're ready for it, and then everything just smells so fresh. And you don't go in there and smell like you're in a creamery or anything. Everything just smells as fresh. You don't smell a bit of odor of any kind. Now, I don't say that for all of them, but that's the way it was at the home store creamery, because mm-hmm. I've worked in and around it for about 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I never seen that story. You might give it a term of being dirty. Because that's what I was doing with that creamery. Boy, he wouldn't lie. He was straight.
Creamery, I've never been there. It smelled pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's either late in the day or it hasn't been cleaned. What do you call the place around the barn where you might let cows, mules, and other animals just walk around?
Some uses the term as a paddock, some uses the term as a corral, and some uses a plain old horse lot or cow lot.
What would you call the place where you let them go out and graze?
In the pasture.
Okay. Was this usually fenced in on?
Yeah. It's generally fenced in.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton? Or
yes, I raised cotton.
Okay. What did you do to work at?
Well, we had to get the ground all ready. Of course, I didn't raise myself. I hope my granddad raised it, and then I'd have to pick it.
Uh-huh.
And to buy my winter's clothes and shoes.